We're talking this week about taking the week back between Christmas and back to school, the week that can be a nightmare for many moms. How much longer do we have to endure this? Can't they go back to school? Can't we have year-round 52 weeks a year of school? I can't take it. It's because we don't have a plan. We're talking about the plan this week.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. Yes, moms and dads alike go crazy. If one of you or both of you are working, you still come home to a messier house than normal. Kids who are bored out of their mind, even though they have tons of new toys to play with, and they're fighting and fighting and fighting. And like you say, we need to have a purpose for it. What do you mean by purpose, though? Okay, I'm going to teach my children how to clean better.
I'm going to teach my children how to be part of a family. I'm going to teach my children what it means to do their part and go the extra mile. I'm going to teach my children that they really don't think the work is miserable, but they've got it in their mind that the work is a chore and it's miserable. Here's the case in point. When Roby was 5 years old, Mrs. Solomon, who lived next door, he grew up calling her a neighbor. She was an older lady. He loved going over into her backyard and helping her pick the mangoes off the ground. He just loved doing it. Cool. She'd have these buckets. He'd go over there. He'd help her. It was a chore. It was laborious. It took forever. And she'd have these mangoes that fell all over the place. And that was just his thing. He went over there and Mrs. Solomon gave him all kinds of feedback. And it was just a great time. And he just loved doing it. But why wouldn't he love doing it in my backyard?
Right.
Because it's my backyard and I hate doing this. And he got lots of feedback from her. And we needed to learn that we needed also to give feedback. We needed to learn that we needed, as a parent, there were things that needed to be done, and he could do them and enjoy them if we cheered and gave him feedback. We need to build family. And this is a time to build family. We build individuals all the rest of the year. And as we build individuals all the rest of the year, we send them out to school. We send them out to soccer. We send them all these different places. We need to build family during this break time. But instead, we do just the opposite. We build animosity. The oldest one is tired of the youngest one following them around the house. And the youngest one just wants to be with them. And so we build animosity between siblings. We build animosity between parent and child. When the parent says, "How much longer do I have to tell you to this needs to be done," rather than say, "You don't do this, here's the consequence." We have an opportunity to build family, but we got to bring it on. And so today we want to talk about some of the actual logistics of how to do that.
Okay.
The logistics of assigning chores, the logistics of sitting around that pizza on Tuesday night and saying, "Okay, here's how you do it." But this is the logistics not for this break. This is the logistics for every single day of our lives. This is the logistics for Saturdays. This is the logistics for spring break. This is a good thing to download and listen to again before spring break. How do you set this up to win during spring break? Do we have to go to Disney for 5 days? Who could afford that?
Right.
For spring break, just to get them out of this house, it becomes a nightmare. And here's what happens. Your house becomes a place that's not a safe zone. It's not a comfort zone. It's not a nice zone. It's not a comfortable place. There is no, quote, recliner for anybody to recline in.
Yeah.
They're just miserable there. I'm bored and everybody argues. And so what we want to do is say, "Hey, Billy, everybody's going to get up and pick your time during the break." And, you know, it doesn't have to be early. It makes me crazy, but I'm a morning person anyway. So let's just go like almost till 9 o'clock, which most people would say, "You got to be kidding me, Bob. 9 o'clock is early. Pick your time. I don't care what your time is. By 9 o'clock, if you're not up, we will get you up." And the first thing you need to do is get up, make your bed, everything off the floor. Then we're going to give you something that needs to be handled before we do anything at noon. You can wait all the way till noon to get it done. If you don't have it done at noon, we're going to give you that chore and all the dishes at lunch. So you will want to get it done by noon. There's a consequence for not getting it done by noon. We all know that there's a consequence. So if you don't get it done, you got that one. And each child has a place. You know, you get up and you come down and yours is your room. And then we're going to eat breakfast, have Devos. And Billy, yours is the kitchen. Make it happen. And Emily, yours is the living room. Straighten up the whole living room or the family room or whatever. Everybody has a place. Then I think, you know, when you're done with it, you can do what you want or work on the family puzzle that we're all working on or play with some of your toys. And then somebody has lunch with mom. Somebody's going to be making lunch with mom. we're going to make lunch and maybe go to the park. So it's a picnic lunch. And I think you ought to be creative about even the lunch thing.
Yeah.
I think that's it's Emily's responsibility to decide what lunch is. Mm-hmm. Is it mac and cheese and soup or whatever? And she has to choose. And that means we all go to the grocery store as, okay, you're on the little chart here. You've got Tuesday lunch. You've got Wednesday lunch. You've got Thursday lunch. You've got Friday lunch. You've got Saturday lunch. So what are the ingredients? That means mom needs to spend a half hour with each child looking at the ingredients, see if we have them, if we don't have them. And if you decide, it's got to be something from the ingredients we have, or we're going to go to the store and we're going to buy it. And we're going to actually learn as a family, this is what it costs to pay for that. We could get the generic brand from the Publix brand, or we could get the, you know, the big name brand and what it costs. And we can even learn budgeting in this. Mm-hmm. But we've got to put this plan in place and spend some time. And I think there are parents thinking now, oh my goodness, this is overwhelming. So let me get this right, Bob. I've got to supervise these kids. I've got to get them up at 8. I've got to get them some breakfast and then read a devotions at breakfast. And then as each child is going to do his chores, when a child finishes doing his chores, he comes and he sits with me because he's got Thursday breakfast, lunch to make with me. What do you want to make for lunch? Let's look at what we have. And we have all those things. That's great. And the next one, then, after he finishes his chore, come and sit with me. What do I do after that? I mean, you could work on the puzzle, or we are each reading a book this break. You could work on your book, whatever you want. Age-appropriate book. We've already been to the library. Teaching them to read. And when each child gets his book done, there's an awesome something dessert waiting for them or whatever it is.
So you have incentives and consequences.
Oh, we
constantly.
Go crazy. We go nuts. We are awesome. We are all in.
You got to think all this.
And when the last child finishes the last book, we're going for Happy Meals or whatever it is. That was our big thing.
Okay.
We're going to McDonald's or whatever your place is. Now it's Chick-fil-A, actually, in our world. So you go wherever you go. But I think that we've got to think through this, and it's not that hard. If this was the business world, most people would be all in. I got it. Charts, this, that, parking space of the month, whatever it is.
Right.
And when it's your day to make the lunch, you get to sit in the special chair in the family room when we're watching VeggieTales, whatever it is, and somebody else does the dishes. This isn't that hard, but we've dumbed down parenting where we don't think through it anymore. But we've got to decide, we're bringing it on, we're telling them how to do it, and when you violate this, this is the consequence. When you are poking, and I come in there and see you guys sitting watching VeggieTales poking, or the volume, he turned the volume down, I'm going to give you one warning. And you only get one warning. When I have to come back in, VeggieTales is paused. Everybody in the room has to sit someplace for 5 minutes without talking. And everybody is crazy at this point because only one of them did it.
Right.
They learn to police themselves a little bit. They learn to get up and find another seat away from the annoying child. And all of a sudden, the annoying child is by themselves and iced out a little bit for a while. And then all of a sudden, okay, 5 minutes, we're back. We're turning it on. You do it again, we're going back. It does require parenting, but here's the deal. You do this enough and you don't have to do this anymore.
Forever.
You know, the farmer knew, because I think some parents are listening right now and saying, this is a nightmare. I'm going to do this for 18 years. No, you won't have to do this for 18 years. Well, my children just don't get chores. They won't get there. Oh, they will get there. The farmer knew that. The farmer didn't go collect the eggs. The children went and collect the eggs and brought them in. The farmer had 10 to 12 kids because he had 10 to 12 free employees. And those free employees grew up and became awesome, unbelievable, active adults who everybody wanted to hire because they knew how to work. We had an interesting thing take place, and a man spoke up for us at a meeting. And he talked about the fact that he had hired a Sheridan House boy who had reached high school. We don't usually have high school kids here. We have four. We had to close one children's home this past month for a season, but I'm sure we'll get it back up later. But we generally have five children's homes. And in the process of that, they learn how to work here. We have fun to the max.
You make them work.
Life is extreme. We have really, really, really fun, but we have really, really, really work. And he ended up, one child could not go home as he went into high school because we just couldn't get the home ready for him. And his mom was an alcoholic and his dad was long gone. And so we kept him through all of high school.
Wow.
And junior and senior year, we got him a summer job. And that man who hired him, he was basically sanding down the hulls of boats. And that man who hired him said, I will hire anybody from Sheridan House from this point on. They know how to work. And that boy left us, went off and got a college degree in special ed and is just knocking it dead today. But he learned how to work.
Right.
our children can learn how to work and they learn how to have fun.
Can.
We just, it takes a tremendous effort to turn the sitting lug of a boat that's been dry docked forever. It takes a lot to get it out of the dock. And it takes a lot of consequences, but it takes a lot of cheering too. And at the end of the day, sitting at the side of that child's bed and say, I know you didn't want to work. I know you didn't want to do that, but you did it and you did your chore and you did it great. I want to thank you for that. Mm-hmm. You were a huge help to me today because you helped mom. I came home and mom said it was a little difficult getting it cranked up, but once you got it, you were there and you were awesome. I want to thank you for that. And I just want to pray tonight for you as you go to bed. I want to thank Jesus for you. And honey, I'm also going to say, tomorrow my expectation and my hope is mom has no problems getting you started. I don't expect you to be skipping down the hallway, but mom has no problems getting you started. If you have a very hilarious, sarcastic barbarian, Tori actually got up and skipped down the hallway.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it was in your face, and it was fun, and it was great, and it was awesome. And I want to be cheering. I want to be cheering. And if you're a dad like me that can come home for lunch, I'm in a situation that between counseling sessions, I can come home for lunch. Those are the times I would come home. Granted, we only had two. And everybody could show me what they did, and I could cheer for what they did and make a big deal. And I could say, stop, I'm doing the dishes. It's my job. Let me do the dishes, guys. Let me be all in here today on these dishes. So I think what we want to do here is we want to put the plan in place knowing there's going to be consequences.
My house, since I've been married a little more than 2 years, had to come up with my own system. Here I have 4 stepkids who weren't used to having divided up chores. They knew how to do chores, but not on a chart basis like I am used to putting together. So I did charts, and I do charts 3 times a year. At the beginning of the year, and I'll do it through the end of the school year. A set of charts for summer, because I don't know what summer is going to be like until I get closer to it. And then another set from the beginning of the school year to the end of the year. So then we rotate through all. Everyone has 2 chores to do once a week, and it goes on a rotating basis. And yes, even the little one had to learn how to vacuum with the heavy vacuum, because eventually she's going to have to learn how to do
Absolutely.
It herself. Some of them I had to teach. It took me a couple months to go to teach them and be with them constantly. Every time they didn't know, this is how you miss this spot. This is how you take this spot out. This is how you do that. So it's walking them through, and it's taken a couple months. They've pretty much got it by now, but then it's been a challenge enforcing it also, and then finding the proper consequence that I can actually follow up with, because I had great consequences, but I couldn't follow up. So I've gone through my learning curve as well.
Oh, it's awesome. Well, I know that there are parents sitting and listening saying, whoa, this is so tedious. Yeah, it is a lot of work. It's train me now or train me later, or rescue me when I'm in my 20s and I have no clue and I'm not employable and no one wants me.
Yeah. Or the mom that constantly goes up to her child's college dorm room to go clean it.
Oh, I can't believe it. You're killing me. If that happens, you're killing me.
Oh, I've met several mothers that I've met. Oh, you know, I go up there every 3 months and I do a whole deep cleaning.
You are killing me.
Yeah.
Oh, medicate that mom. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, I think what would be, because I guess she's going to show up at their house when they're married too and clean the house for them, probably. Yes.
Talk about issues.
Yeah, and it's not just this training of being a family member. It's fostering family. If I have nothing to do, I'm irritated and I'm bored. It's fostering family. And so aside from all this tedium, we also want to be doing things as a family and projects as a family and making things as a family. We'll talk a little bit more about this tomorrow. But just stuff as a family rather than all these little individuals that are isolated in this house and bored and can't stand each other by the end of the week. And everybody wants out. And mom is praying for school to open. She's even walking by laying on hands on the school parking lot. Please open. Yes, what we want to do is create family, but we also want to train adults to go out of our house. No one should be the family domestic worker. The whole family should be working together. So use this week well. I know there's just a few days left, but get them back in a family routine quickly.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the great resources available, or Dr. Bob Barnes, or even financially give a gift to Sheridan House Family Ministries, you can do that online at shfm.org. To hear this broadcast again, read the corresponding blog, and you can sign up for the blog, and you get it every weekday in your email box. You can find that online at parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for our Thursday edition of Parenting Today as we continue to talk about this Christmas vacation that we're going through. The kids are home, mom's going crazy. What do we do as a family? So I hope you join us tomorrow for another edition of Parenting Today.